I get some of my best thinking done on the good ship Greece. Day like today, I'll tell Captain Martinez, just head down the river, Captain. And I'll sit in that oak-paneled salon, snifter of Gavossier, wearing my smoking jacket, my goatskin slippers, the gentle vibration of that massive craft almost lulls me into a euphoria as I contemplate the vicissitudes of life. I was sitting there the other day, a man alone with his thoughts, when I felt the engine shut down. I looked out one of the massive windows and I saw we were just drifting with the current in the middle of the river. The door to the salon opened and Captain Martinez, hat in hand, came walking in. He said, "Sir, I need to talk to you." I said, "What is it, Martinez?" He said, "Well, we've been together a long time, sir." And he sat next to me on the couch. He said that, "I just want to let you know how grateful I am to you. I mean, you let me captain your boat. You let me live on it when you're not here. You sent me through captain school so I could make a career. When you met me, remember that night you met me?" I said, "I remember. I remember you were about to get your throat cut. We were in some lowly bar. You didn't even have your green card." He said, "That's right. And you stuck by me, and all these years we've been close friends. You've offered to have my kid brought up from Guatemala and sent to college." I said, "That's the least I can do." He said, "Sir, I'm almost a little embarrassed to ask you this. But," I said, "say no more, Martinez. I know what you're going to ask for. And don't be embarrassed. It's only natural you feel emotional towards me. After all, I really saved your life. In a sense that I gave you a career, a life. Don't be embarrassed to ask. This is what you want." He said, "My God," as he leapt up from the couch. He said, "I was going to ask you for a raise." I said, "Well, you just got one out of me, I'll tell you that."
Saturday morning's wake-up call. The best of Greece. On-